Senator Davis, we are here today at the just had breakfast. What did you think of the meeting this morning?
I think it was great. I really enjoyed the breakfast. I enjoyed hearing from Governor Scott. I enjoyed hearing from our Governor Nikki Haley. A lot of excitement in that room, a lot of motivation and determination to win in November.
Well, what do you think about, where do you think that, do you think Mitt Romney can win?
Oh, absolutely I do. I mean, if you look at the polls, as politicians are wont to do, and you look at the battleground states like Ohio and Virginia and North Carolina and Florida, I think there's a trend toward this idea that the government has done too much, that the country is moving in the wrong direction, that we've lost our identity as American people with all this statism, and I really feel encouraged about November.
What do you think about, you know, I was just thinking about if President Obama had actually worked for Mitt Romney, he would have been fired a long time ago, wouldn't he?
I think absolutely. I mean, I think one of the appealing things about Mitt Romney is he's come into troubled situations, made hard decisions, asked for sacrifice where it's necessary so that going forward, the venture can be successful. I think that's where we are as a country right now. Some hard choices are going to be necessary. Some short-term pain is in order. But I think fundamentally that Mitt Romney has the idea of moving us in the right direction.
What do you think the biggest challenges are facing South Carolina right now?
Well, obviously, going ahead and creating a condition in our state for employment, attracting capital, attracting individuals who want to create businesses and generate jobs. I think we have a tax code that needs to be reformed. We have a very high income tax, a very high property tax, discourages entrepreneurs, discourages capital investment. We need to make South Carolina the freest state in the nation, and then we can prosper.
One more question. So when are you guys going to get to the tax code? That's something y'all keep talking about but don't do anything about.
And that seems to be the way in Columbia, that there's a lot of heat before there's any light. But I really think that now people are starting to understand right now that having the highest in the Southeast top marginal income tax rate discourages entrepreneurs. I think they realize that the highest in the nation industrial manufacturing property tax discourages capital investment. And so I think South Carolinians expect us to make the changes, and I think that we will.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.